guys. So I am checking in with you guys to talk again. So if anyone listened to my podcast yesterday, you know, I talked about my love life. I talked about the situation. I'm not going to go into too much detail. I'm just going to give you the people who haven't listened or heard yesterday's podcast. I'm going to give you like a rundown update right quick. So basically what happened is yesterday I got on Instagram, you know, and I followed the guy, like I follow him on Instagram. We follow each other. So he posted a picture with another female and he was like, oh, my best friend with her at name. And then she put, I love you with hearts by it in the comment. So I got upset because that particular day he hadn't called or texted me all day. So I was like, okay, that's weird. What's going on? So I took it upon myself to text him like, oh, you can post pictures with your best friend, but you can't text me or call me. Then I said, well, next time you need money, ask that girl. I didn't really say girl, but you know, I'm just going to keep it clean for y'all. So then he got like mad at me. So I wake up this morning, he blocked me on social media, blocked me on everything. And so I had to like literally get one of those apps on my phone where you can text from a different number. And I said, what's going on? He told me he's mad at me. He's ready to be done with me because I accused him of something he didn't do. He's like, I'm not talking to no other females. I'm just talking to you. That's my best friend of 11 years. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I was like, you never told me you had a best friend. Girl, best friend. He goes, yes, I did. I said, no, you didn't. So anyway, that's supposed to be his best friend, supposedly. And anyway, I don't know, guys. So we got into a huge argument. He got mad at me. He was like, well, you have a good day, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, he's spending the day with his girls or whatever, with his kids. And I said, okay, whatever. So I'm trying to enjoy my day off, too. So that whole situation just really it made me crazy because he feels like I'm insecure. Or sometimes I say he's cheating or he's doing stuff behind my back when he's not. The issue is, guys, I've been through a lot. I've been played. I've been hurt. I've been stabbed. So much stuff has happened to me. When I say stabbed, I mean like stabbed in the heart. Like, I've had a lot going on in my life. So I've tried to stay strong. I've been through so much. But even though I've been through it all, I still try to stay strong and try to make sure I can maintain and get through anything. So I feel like he wasn't really understanding that. I told him, I said, it's not just about me and you. Yes, I am insecure sometimes because I've been hurt so much. And I told him, when you met me, you knew I was broken. You knew I had been through some things. You knew I was dealing with things. You knew, you know, what I was going through. You knew what had happened with me and everything. So I was like, I felt like, in a way, like, if you know that I've been through all that, why would you turn around and hurt me and make me feel like bad about everything? So that's what I told him. And then he goes, you know, again, you assumed that I was cheating or doing this and I wasn't. I said, maybe I should have asked you differently, but what do you expect me to think when your whole Instagram feed is nothing but you and your daughter, and all of a sudden you got this female best friend picture, you pop up and you say you was at work when you posted it? And I'm thinking to myself, like, you don't even post me on your page, but you posting your so-called best friend. And she talking about she loved you. I just thought it was weird. And so he blocked me. He was like, he mad at me. He's blocking me. I'm like, if you had nothing to hide, if you and this girl are just friends, why would you block me? Like, it was a situation on my Instagram, like, a couple weeks ago where I had thought that I deleted all the pictures and videos of me and my ex. Well, it turns out I forgot to delete one video. And I didn't realize it. So he told me, like, hey, you need to delete this video because I seen it on your Instagram feed. So I told him, like, okay, I apologize. I took the picture down out of respect for him and because I wasn't dealing with this person anymore. But when I told him about his picture, he goes, that's my best friend of 11 years. You have to deal with that, or I don't know what to tell you. And it's like, but when you felt disrespected by something, I took something down for you. So I just feel like it's, you disrespect me, it's fine. But if I disrespect you, you see what I'm saying? It's like, when you felt disrespected, I took the picture, I took the video down. When I feel disrespected, it's, oh, I got to deal with it because you're not taking it down. And you block me on everything instead of having a conversation. I have to use a freaking app on my phone to contact you. So, and then he wants to blame me and say it's my fault and all this stuff about everything that's going on. So I was like, are you kidding me? Like, y'all know that I've just been through so much. And it's like, it's deeper than dealing with that. Yeah, I'm going through a lot with him because he's going through a legal situation that I've been trying to stand by him with. He's going through his own other situations in his life, and I've been standing by him this whole time. Everything he's done, I forgive. When he make mistakes, I always forgive him, and we turn around and we go back to normal. When he make mistakes, it's always, babe, I forgive you. Let's move forward. But if I make one mistake, it's, oh, I'm ready to leave you. Why you do that? And blah, blah, blah. But it's like, really? So it's like a double standard. I love how guys can do no wrong. Okay, they make one mistake. We forgive. We do one thing and it's like, oh, I'm ready to leave. I'm like, really? And so me and him went back and forth all day. And I was just like, I told him, I said, I'm just tired of doing this. I said, I'm going to take a break. I said, you can spend the rest of your weekend. We need to really think about, do we want this to work or do we want to go our separate ways? Because I can't keep dealing with this. Like, I have so much going on. Like, I'm like, I don't want to cry no more because I cried all morning and I had a headache and all that stuff. And I ain't trying to have a headache again. But on some real stuff, y'all. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. The problem I'm having is, like, I'm still grieving my grandmother's death. I'm still grieving my grandmother's death. She died a month ago. My grandpa died the month before that. So I had two back-to-back deaths in my family that I had to deal with. On top of that, I'm dealing with stress for my job, trying to please everybody, trying to make my patients happy, trying to make my boss happy and the people that I work with happy. I'm dealing with a situation. I'm still trying to heal from all the stuff that's happened to me. Like, I've been through some stuff. I've been through so much. Y'all don't understand. I was talking about committing suicide a few months ago. I was ready to take my own life. I was contemplating. I called the suicide hotline because I was ready to take my own life. I had been through so much. I had been hurt so much. Like, I've been had my heart broke. I'd have been cheated. I'd have been played. I've been through a lot, y'all. And on some real stuff, people just don't understand. Like, every day I wake up, I put a fake smile on. Every day I wake up, I try to be happy for my daughter, for my family, for my coworkers, for my boss, for my job. But I'm going through some stuff and people don't see that. And like I try to explain to him, I said, I'm always here for you when you go through something, when you go through your legal stuff, when you go through stuff with the job, when you need help with your money or finances, when you come to me for anything, I support you. When you have done stuff in the past to hurt me or made a mistake, I forgive you. I see you think it's just about when I nag him or when I say things, you think I'm just doing it because, oh, I'm just trying to pick at you or just because, you know, I'm insecure. I've been through stuff. The reality is, I have so much going on right now. But nobody ever comes to me and say, Sherelle, how are you doing today? How was your mental health? How you feeling? Nobody. Mommy. Like, what, Madison? Oh, you put some towels on me. So nobody ever comes to me and nobody ever says, how are you doing, Sherelle? Are you good? You know, how are you feeling? You know. So nobody ever comes to me and they check on me or they say, Sherelle, how you feeling today? Like, y'all gotta understand, like, how that feels when don't nobody check in on you to make sure that you're good. Like, nobody really comes to me to be like, are you good, Sherelle? Are you not good? Like, this whole time I've been going through this, and the crazy part is, I told him, I said, look, I said, I've been dropping hints to you for like days now. I've been I said, I've been dropping hints to you for days. I said, I've been coming to him. I literally, y'all don't understand. Like, I literally been coming to him, like texting him saying, I'm anxious. I'm having anxiety. I'm stressed out. And he knows that. And every time that I said that to him, he not once said, Sherelle, are you okay? What's going on? He would change the subject. He would not even ask me how I was doing. So it bothers me because I'm always there for everybody. But when I'm going through something, nobody ever checks in on my mental health because they always think I'm good. My mom says, oh, well, you started a new medication. You seem fine. I say, yes, mom, I'm on new medication and the Zoloft works. But even with new medications, like the medication does work because I have calmed down a whole lot, but still, I just been through so much. I never fully healed from everything I've been through. The problem is I never healed from my last relationship. I never healed from anything. And that's why I say when I met him, I was so broken because I had been through so much in that past 2 years. And he knew that. So I feel like even today when we was talking, I kept trying to get him to understand, like, I wanted him to just hear me out. I wanted him to just listen to me and be like, okay, Sherelle, tell me what's going on. Not once did he ask me, was I good or what's going on. I kept saying to him, can you please listen? Let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. He just kept saying, oh, I'm trying to enjoy my day with my girls. I don't want to deal with this. And you need to work on yourself. And I'm just like, you say this, but you don't even try to hear me out. Like, and even like, it's just like people don't understand. People think that just because you take some medication that you don't still suffer with anxiety or depression. Like, medication helps it. But just because I'm on medication does not mean I don't feel things. I had to freaking call my therapist today. Oh, back. I'm sorry. My dad came through the front door in the middle of me trying to do this podcast. So I had to come back to my room because I don't want him to hear me crying. I'm trying to just have my privacy. So anyway, it's just been a lot going on, y'all. But like I said, not once has he checked to make sure I was good. Not once has he came to me like, are you okay? Is everything okay with you? He never checks on me to make sure that I'm okay. He never says, are you good or are you not good or whatever the case may be. So I feel like for me, it hurts because it's like, when you always there for everybody, you expect one person to say, hey, Sherelle, I'm here for you. But I had to call my therapist today to make an appointment for Monday because she keep telling me she worried about me. And I told her, she said, I'm worried about you. I'm concerned. And I said, yeah, I called her and told her I'm depressed. I'm dealing with things and I don't have no outlet. Like, I've been holding it. I said, I've been missing appointments because I don't want to face it. But the reality is I'm human. You know, I deal with things just like everybody else. But it just seems like I'm always that person that's there for everybody. I'm always that person that makes sure everybody around me is good. But it just seems like when I'm going through my stuff, not one person checks on me. Not one person makes sure I'm okay. And this is, I'm going to tell y'all the story too. Okay, so for instance, my ex, not the one I just broke up with of 2 years, like a couple months ago, but another one, he going to hit me up on Instagram talking about, oh, what you doing today? I live close by your house now. I moved. I got a job and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay. So he kept asking me to hang out. And I was like, oh, I'm not in a good mood today. I wouldn't be a fun person to hang out with or whatever. He's like, oh, let's go get some drinks. I said, I don't want to go get no drinks. It's daylight for one. I'm with my daughter. And why would I go to a bar during COVID-19? I'm not crazy. So he was like, oh, well. So he goes, laugh out loud. Oh, I'm going to hit you up later on to see if you still want to go. I'm like, I told him I was having a bad day. Not one. Oh, I'm doing a podcast. Oh, my God. Like I told you guys, so it's just, I'm I'm hurting because I can't. There's no outlet. I feel feel like nobody really cares. And I feel like not one person today that I talked to was just like, Sherelle, are you okay? One person was like, Sherelle, let's talk about it. Because the crazy part is, a few days ago when I went to see him at his job, I said to him, like, we got into a little argument. And then I remember looking at him and I was just like picking with him and stuff like we always do sometimes. And he just kept saying, oh my God, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You being insecure, you being this. And it was like, and I kept trying to explain to him then, like, it's other things going on. But he doesn't ask me. He doesn't try to figure it out. And then it's like, I understand, like, yesterday happened and he felt the way. And maybe I could have approached the situation differently. But he also could have texted me yesterday. He said he was working all day, but you had time to post. People are funny because people want to say, oh, I've been working all day, but yet you on Instagram posting, so that means you could have texted me or called me, correct? But he chose not to, which led to the, because, like I said, miscommunication. But I feel like instead of trying to fix it, he just blocks me and treats me like crap. I just really, I guess I just want somebody to care. I want somebody just to sit down and be like, Sherelle, how are you doing? Let's talk about it. And I feel like I don't have that. So I come here and I talk to you guys because I know you guys can relate. But it sucks. Like, people want to hang out and oh, let's hang out, let's do this. But y'all don't want to take 5 minutes, you know, out of your day to just be like, Sherelle, are you good? Are you okay? It just sucks. Because I don't know, y'all. But I really don't want to hang out with my ex, if you're going to be honest with you. Like, I mean, he seems like he's in a good space, which I think is amazing for him. I'm glad he's good. But I don't see the point of us hanging out. I mean, I don't. It's nothing, because I feel like, it's like, if I go hang out with him today, what is that going to accomplish for me? If I go hang out at his house or hang out with him in general, outside somewhere at a bar, or whatever, that doesn't accomplish anything for me. And even if I do have a conversation and I do open up, it's still, it's not going to change anything. You know, I'm still going to be in this space, and I'm not that kind of female. Yeah, me and... You know, the guy I talked to might have had a falling out, but why am I going to go and talk to and hang out with a whole nother guy, tell him all my business, and, like, that'd be crazy. Like, he might do that to me, but I wouldn't do that to him, even though me and him ain't on good terms. Like, I'm not going to go hang out with a whole nother guy, and I just don't see the point, because I don't like to go back to my past anyway. And he keep talking about, oh, I hit you up, because maybe it's the reason I hit you up, because you was having a bad day. But I was like, I know I was having a bad day, but I don't want to sit here and hang out with you. I don't want to have a conversation with you. Like, it's like, what am I getting out of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to understand that, I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot. But the problem is, when you have mental health issues, people don't realize they need to check in on you sometimes. People always think we're so strong, we're so this, we're so that. Just because we wear a fake smile and we don't talk about things don't mean we're not going through something. So for me, it's like, I look at everybody in my life and I'm just like, none of y'all can come to me and say, Sherelle, how you doing today? How's your mental health? Nobody. And even when I sit down and I put a text or a phone call and I literally tell the person in the text or phone call that I'm dealing with stuff, they don't even take time to ask me what I'm going through or how I'm doing. It's just like they want to avoid it. And I understand that he want to spend a day with his kids, and I don't care about that. Like, I get it. I mean, I want him to spend time with his kids, but at the same time, I'm literally crying out for somebody to help me, for somebody to listen to me. Not one person in my life even tried to, my mom helped me today. But I'm saying, outside of my mom and my family, not one friend said to me, hey, I'm here for you, I can help you, Sherelle, you good? Like, and it sucks. Like, y'all have to understand, like, I don't know. I mean, that's why I said I'm glad I'm going to therapy Monday, because I need therapy. I need somebody to talk to. I need somebody to tell me that it's going to be okay, because I really don't know what to do anymore when it comes to the situation with me and him. And then my mom was like, you know, Sherelle, ask yourself a question. Can you deal with him having two kids? Can you deal with taking on responsibility of being a stepmom? Can you deal with his situations that he's in and all these things? And I was just like, I don't know, Mom. And I told her, I don't know, Mom. I said, it's just a lot, because he does have a lot going on right now. But I chose to stand by him through it. But it just seems like when I'm going through something, he don't stand by me. Like, I never once have said, I'm going to leave you, I'm done, to him, ever. He, as soon as I do anything, even if it's something small, is, I'm done with you, bye. So it hurts my feelings, because he'd be quick to say he done with me out of nowhere. So it's hard, y'all. It really is. Like, I didn't even want to get on here and cry, because I've been crying all day, and I just finally took my medicine and my headache finally went away. But when I talk to my therapist on Monday, I'm definitely just going to be open and honest and raw with her. I'm definitely just going to tell her everything going on. Like, even the stuff I can't tell y'all, I'm telling her everything. I'm not holding back. We're going to talk about everything from my grandparents' death to the guy I'm talking to, all his situations, from my job to just where I'm at. And I need to learn coping skills, because my mom was even saying, Sherelle, you got to learn how to cope, because you go through stuff in life and you keep falling apart. And I said, Mom, I think a part of it is my mental health issues, like my anxiety and depression. It causes that too. But it's just people. But I don't want y'all to listen to this and say, oh, it's just about a guy, because it's not just about a guy. This is bigger than him. And I even told him that, but he is not realizing to hear that. Like, if you really cared about me, or if you really even wanted to make sure I was good, I understand you spend a day with your kids, but if you really cared about me, you would have never blocked me. If you really cared about me, you would have sat down and had a conversation with me today. You would have said, I'm going out of town Monday, let me sit and talk with you, because it's so much that I need to say, but he's not allowing me to do that. So that's why I just ended the whole text conversation. I was just like, I told him, like, it's no point of us talking about this no more. I was like, because you're not listening to me. And I just kind of felt like he wasn't listening. And he was feeling the type of way. So I was just like, I'm not even going to talk about it no more. And then he got mad and he was telling me to enjoy my day and how he don't want to talk about this because he with his kids. And I'm just like, if somebody, let me tell you guys something. If you know somebody with a mental illness, or if you have one yourself, you all been there. You know that when you are going through something, 9 times out of 10, if we reach out to you, if we reach out to anybody, it's because we're crying for help. We want somebody to listen to us. So if you're a person out there and you don't have a mental illness, you need to understand that if we reach out to you, or if someone with a mental illness reach out to, it's because they need help. Don't turn that person away. Don't make them feel like crap. Don't mock them. Don't make them feel stupid. You need to be there for that person, because people go through things every day. I watched a YouTuber on YouTube the other day. I'm not going to say her name, but I'm sure y'all have seen this story. And the YouTuber basically had a mental breakdown, showed up at her ex-boyfriend's house unannounced, went crazy, got into it with his new girlfriend. They basically messed her new car. She had just got a new car, and they tore her car up, treated her like trash, filmed it, and the whole thing escalated. And then her ex-boyfriend gets on YouTube, makes a video, and goes, oh, I feel bad. I realized she had mental illness. I should have been there for her. I shouldn't let it escalate. So it's like, why do people, you wait till after that person flips out, and then you say, oh, I should have handled that situation differently. It's like, y'all don't realize when you have a mental health issue, and if we come to you, we're coming to you for help. We're coming to you for comfort. We're coming to you because we don't have nobody else we can go to. So if you turn us away, or if you don't even get that we need you, something ain't right. And that's why I get upset when people aren't there for me, because it's like, it takes a lot for me to even tell somebody I'm going through this. So if I tell you, open up to you, I'm expecting you to be there for me. So that's why today was a little like frustrating, because I reached out hoping that he would fully get that, but he doesn't. And I don't know what my therapist is going to tell me Monday. I feel like she's going to tell me to cut ties with him, because of once I tell her everything, and I mean everything, even the stuff you guys don't know yet, she probably going to tell me to cut ties with him. And I don't blame her if she do, because my mom hasn't told me to cut ties, but she has told me to be like, Sherelle, you need to really think about this. And I mean, for me, I can text and talk on the phone all day, but I believe in having face-to-face conversations because I want to look that person in the eye and really want to tell them, hey, this is what's bothering me. And I would love to do that with him today, but I know he's not going to give me that today because we barely been talking, and we did talk, it didn't go well, and then I know he's trying to spend the rest of the day with his girls, and then he got to go to work at 6, I think, anyway, he work at 6, so he's not going to talk to me about anything going on, and then I know he got to turn himself in, he got to turn himself into, like, I know that he has to turn himself into, like, Lord, guys. But, yeah, so he has stuff going on. Like I said, he has to go out of town this weekend because his boss wanted him to work out of town. He's supposed to be working in New York City. So he has to go turn his rental car in. He has to turn his rental car in and get his car back and head up there. So it's a lot going on, y'all. It's a lot going on. I don't know what to do. I honestly don't. I mean, me and my daughter rode around all day, and I wanted to take her to the park, but I couldn't because I wanted to go to this park that he told me about, but I was, like, scared to go because I was like, what if we go there and then his daughters are there and he sees my car and he's like, what is she doing here? And then it was like, a part of me really wants to go to his job and talk to him today, but I keep telling myself, like, Sherelle, it's not worth it. It's not worth it because I don't want to pull up on nobody. I learned my lesson from that. And it's like, but the reason I want to do it, not because I'm trying to be crazy or because I'm worried, it's more so I want to pull up because I want to ask him, like, why are you treating me like this? Like, just hear me out. Talk to me. Because this is, whether y'all want to realize it or not, this is my real life. This is my real life. This is hard. And I need somebody to talk to about all these things, you know? I need somebody to understand that my mental health right now is not good. And I need to figure it out. And I feel like if I don't see him today or talk to him today, I'm not going to get the opportunity because he's going to be in New York next week. So I won't even get the chance to even reach out. So it's like I'll be at work all day next week. So I can't even reach out and call him, see if he's good or anything. And I'm scared because I don't want to have no regrets. What if me and him don't speak all weekend? What if something happens and I never even get the chance to tell him how I felt today? That's what scares me, is that I feel like I need to see him today to have this conversation because he needs to know everything going on with me. He needs to know why I need to go to therapy and why this is important. So I don't know, y'all. It's a decision that I need to figure out. Am I going to go to his job tonight to see if he's there to talk? Or should I just let it go? I don't know what to do, y'all. I really don't. It's like, my mom would tell me probably to let it go. And a part of me wants to let it go. But the other part of me really just wants to just pull up on him because I feel like he needs to know, like, how serious this is. And, like, this is, like, real life, you know? I don't know. Like, I don't know. But as far as, like, everything else, I don't know, guys. I think I am gonna go back. I gotta go back out to the store anyway, so I may go to his job just to talk to him to see if I can get him to talk to me. But I don't know because I don't want to pull up on him and he gets mad at me. So I feel like that's what's going to happen. He's going to see my car. He's going to freak out and be like, what is she doing here? Blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is I need to have a conversation with him because I need to figure this out. You know, I'm not one to bother people, but I'm not even one to pull up on people or do crazy stuff. But in this case, I feel like he needs to see me. He needs to know that I'm dealing with things. So I don't know what I'm going to do, y'all. Because I know he got to be at work at 6. And I don't know if I should go there or not. I'm debating. Because if I go, I know my daughter going to be like, I want to ride with you. And she's not going to want to sit in the car the whole time. Because I know her. She's going to be like, I'm not going to sit in the car with you, Mom. And then I'm going to make myself look stupid. And I don't want to do that either. So I don't know what to do, y'all. I mean, because I freaking... I'll show you. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys what I sent to him last. So the last thing I said to him was, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I need to heal and focus on me right now and get myself in a good space. I need to get help and be okay with the fact that I need to go back to therapy. We both need to really think about what we want and if this is worth fighting for or holding on to. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend. Enjoy your day with your girl. Talk to you later. And also, if you text me again, just text my actual number. This isn't it, obviously. So yeah, I told him basically, like, that's what the last thing I said to him. So, but I don't know, y'all. I think I'm going to have to do some kind of pull-up on him. He loves me. He probably will be mad at me, but I need to do it not just because I'm trying to harass him or I'm trying to make him feel bad, but I need to do it just to get a peace of mind. I need to do it just to, like, And this is probably what I'm going to do. Instead of parking back there where he worked, I'm going to actually park in the place across the street. And then I'm just going to walk across the street over there where his job is and hope I see him and we can have a conversation. That's what I'm going to do. Because I know a lot of times he drives the work van. And I know he keeps his work van right there. And he parked his car back there. And he'll be inside working. Or sometimes he'll be on the side where the side door is. And I'm just going to try to hopefully walk across the street. Hopefully knock at the window and he'll hear me. And we can have a conversation because I really need to have a conversation with him. I really do. So that's probably what I'm about to go do, y'all. Because it's like 4:28. I don't know how this is going to end. He probably is going to be pissed, but oh well. So the goal right now is just to go to his job and really have a conversation about everything going on and really see if he'll talk to me and he will, you know, talk to me. That's all I can do. So, he don't have to be at work till like 6, but I know he gets there by like 5:30. So, what I'm going to do, guys, is in a minute, I'm going to go back out. And I don't know if my daughter's going to go or not because it's too hot, so my dad may not let her go. But I know I'm going to go up to his job and just see if he's there and try to have a conversation with him. And I don't know how that's going to end. My daughter gets anxious easily. Well, not anxious, but she gets antsy. So, no, she's not going to want to sit in the car. I can sit in the car for long periods of time. She can't because I know he gets there at work about, like, last time he showed up to work at 5:30. So he gets there about 5:30-ish. So I just want to be, I don't know, y'all. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm actually scared to even do this, to be honest with you, because this could end bad and it could end good because he may freak out if he sees me like at his job, but I need to talk to him, so I'm gonna take the chance and I'm just gonna park across the street, and once I see him pull in, I'm gonna like walk over there and try to have a conversation with him. Hopefully he will talk to me because I just want to tell him everything that's going on. Because I feel like he needs to hear it from me. Because I feel like we're avoiding so much that's going on. So I just want to talk to him about everything going on. And I just want to be honest and blunt with him about everything. So that's what I'm going to do, guys. Wish me luck. I don't know how this is going to go. But I'm trying to get up to his job before he gets there. Because I don't want him to see me pull in. So if I get there before he gets there, maybe he'll give me a conversation. I don't know, guys. This could end really bad. So pray for me. Hopefully he will have a conversation with me. And I can just tell him everything that's going on. I'm going to pray for myself. So I will talk to you guys later. I'll let you guys know how it went. I'm about to head out probably about in a few minutes because he gets there at 5:30. So I want to make sure I get there before he does. If I leave now, I'll get up the road and be there by 5:30 so he doesn't see my car. And then we're just going to take a chance. And I don't know how this is going to end, guys. I really hope he doesn't get mad at me. But it's a chance I got to take. So I guess when I get there, I'm just going to get out the car. Because a lot of times he'll park the van. He'll park the van like in the little, by the gate when he's stocking. But I'll probably just knock at the door or I'll just call him and see if he pick up the phone. I don't know how this is going to go, guys. I don't know really what I'm going to do. Because if I take my daughter, she got to walk across the street with me. And I really don't want to take her to this type of situation. Not that he would do anything to her, but I kind of want to go alone so I can really talk to him about everything going on. So that's what I'm about to do. Hopefully when I get to his job, he don't have his kids or nothing with him. Because if his kids are there, I'm definitely not. I don't think they'll be there. But sometimes he does take his kids to work because I don't know if he's going to have his youngest daughter or something with him. And so this whole thing could go awry. Let's hope he's alone so me and him can talk. But he probably took his daughter home, I'm sure. But yeah, so I don't know, guys. I'm about to head back out, though, and we're going to see what happens. Like I said, pray for me, because I don't want him to see my car, so I'm going to park. It's another place up there, like, near his job. I'm going to park over there, and then I'm just going to walk from there if I see him, because I don't want him to see my car, because I would park where he parks, but then he'll see my car, and he's going to freak out, and it's probably going to lead to a lot of arguments or something. So I'm not trying to do all that, but I'm kind of hoping it goes the right way. Can you come here? Most likely when I get there, I'll probably text him and just say, can you come here so we can talk for a second, and hopefully he'll come outside and we and him can talk. All right, guys, I gotta go. Peace and love.